The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
If you like America First, then check out our separate podcast, The Battle for 1600, with my former White House colleague, Boris Epstein. Every week, we give you the inside, in-depth analysis of what's really going on. The Battle for 1600. Subscribe today.
From the ReliefFactor.com studios, this is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
She needs to fix her bio on Twitter because she's not a lonely host anymore. She's a co-host of The Morning Answer on AM 590, AM 870, The Answer, also CRNTalk.com. She's your West Coast favorite warrior princess, Jennifer Horn. How's it going with your new co-host, somebody I think I've heard of, Grant Stinchfield? Have you broken him in yet?
I have been breaking him in, Seb, yes. And thank you for your listeners who may not have heard on The Morning Answer in Los Angeles. I do have
They may have got
co-host.
Up at 3 a.m. I don't know. They may have got up to listen to your show. I don't know.
I hope so. But for those who don't know, the behind the scenes is that Dr. Gorka is the one who was like the matchmaker of The Morning Answer. So he's the one that introduced me to Grant and
made
Whammo Blammo.
Calls.
Yeah, Whammo Blammo, as we say. There he is. I love it.
And how's he turning out?
You know, we did have a couple of disagreements today, but nothing big.
What?
Over music. He finally admitted he liked the Spice Girls, but only because he thinks that they're cute.
It's so good. We had music. That. It's catchy.
I think it's catchy too, right?
Zigga Zig R. I still don't know what it is.
I don't either. If I tell you, I have to kill you. Zigga Zigga.
Zigga.
So we disagreed about that.
And the movie's fun with Roger Moore. Roger Moore!
Yes. I know. It's no small-time potatoes, that's for sure. We talked about the 1-6 commission today.
It's the 1-6 commission to investigate China the 6th. And tell us about your discussion.
I'm going to call him out because Grant said, well, what's the harm? Why would anybody care? Maybe this is actually going to be good for Donald Trump and Republicans. I went, are you kidding, Grant? I said, this is going to be weaponized to use against every Republican voter in the 2022 election. It's going to be used to try to keep people home and shy away from saying that they're big, bad Republicans who want to vote for Republican candidates. It is all political.
I'm going to have words with Grant.
I know. I couldn't believe it. And you know what, though?
What?
He's right 95% of the time. At least that's what he tries to tell me. But he did say that I got that one right. He's like, you know what? You changed my mind on that.
Good. I think Jen's... Jen's still in the driver's seat. Is that right?
Don't tell him that.
I won't.
I think I can drive his 18-wheeler or whatever.
Can I just inside baseball? She may be the hardest working person in radio, and that's just a fact. But Grant is impressive because
he really is.
He has his daily show on Newsmax. I hosted for him last 2 days because Jennifer was just wearing him out. It's a great show every night on Newsmax. Now he's doing the morning show with Jennifer every day on top of the TV. Oh, and on the side, he's got a trucking company.
I know. See, this is what I loved about him the first time I met him is that he's got his hands in so many different projects, and I love that drive. And we were talking about you today, Seb. We were talking about your day yesterday. You started it doing a hit on our program. You came in, did your radio show. You filled in for Grant on his Newsmax show, and you found time to do brand spanking new liners for us to use on The Morning Answer. And we were kind of marveling at the fact that you're pretty busy yourself. So I think we make good company for each other.
It's not me that's busy. It's Mr. G. How you doing,
Jeff?
Mr. G? Producing multiple TV shows and radio shows. How has the last 2 days been for you?
I could have done more. Oh, did you hear that? I've got witnesses. Wow. He could have done more. Except today, when I
challenge
asked him,
accepted.
No, when I asked him today in the green room, literally 20 minutes ago. So what should we do for my next show on the weekend, the Gorka Reality Check?
Yeah.
Because what have we done already in the last month? And he said, I can't remember. They just all run into each other. It's too
that
much.
That is true. Isn't that funny? It's like you can't even separate things when you're
this
busy.
It's only a national cable TV and radio. That's all
That's
it is.
Right.
It all this is. But yes, he's a superstar. We love Mr. G. Just don't tell him. None of you out there who are listening and watching, just don't tell him. Okay, we've got so much to discuss with regards to California, but can I just share with all of our millions of listeners and viewers an amazing clip of a video that I found in the last break on Twitter. I had no idea. I had no idea the great Joan Rivers. Clearly she's Jewish, but I didn't know she was a conservative or sounds like it. Somebody just posted this from 2014. God bless her soul. This is her on the last time there was a little bit of a contretemps in the Middle East. Play cut.
So I'm trying to get celebrity reactions to what's going on with the Palestinians and Israelis right now.
Let me just tell you, if New Jersey were firing rockets into New York, we would wipe them out. I am so bored. If we heard they were digging tunnels from New Jersey to New York, we would get rid of Jersey. So I don't want to hear anymore. Oh, we'll do a partial truce. The Palestinians, you cannot throw rockets and expect people not to defend themselves.
What about the civilian casualty rate?
Then don't put your goddamn things in private homes. I'm sorry. Don't you dare put weapon stashes in private homes, and then we say get out. Of course, we're going to do it.
The response normally is where are the civilians supposed to go?
I don't care. They started it. It is. You're all insane. They started it. What are you all saying? They started it.
What a rock star. How good is that, Jen?
I love her. But you know what, Seb? The thing that's crazy is that used to be the thinking of Hollywood. They used to be favorable to Israel, like all of America. That was something that we could agree on. Democrats and Republicans knew that Israel was our ally. They knew that Israel was a counterpuncher. They were not the ones to throw the first assault. And now that has all changed. I was stunned. I've been stunned over the last couple of weeks to look through Instagram stories and look through Twitter and see how many people, influencers and celebrities, have been posting. I mean, they're Palestinian sympathizers right now. And forget Palestine. They're Hamas sympathizers. They're standing in solidarity with Hamas.
Or the CNN contributor who's been there for years, who said, where is Hitler? We need a little bit more Hitler today.
Right? I mean, it is incredible how things have shifted so quickly in this country. And Joan Rivers nailed it. I miss her. She was so plain spoken and she is so right. I mean, everything she said there was common sense. But now that's all gone. And I am curious where the money is coming from, because there is money coming into Hollywood to these influencers that are putting pressure on people online to come up with these pro-Hamas messages, these pro-terror messages. And I wonder who it is. Somehow there's a correlation now between supporting Black Lives Matter and supporting Hamas. I mean, how does that happen? Where is that coming from? There has to be some money that's being funneled in somewhere to give this anti-Israel rhetoric and to give it life on social media with young people.
But it's not just anti-Israel. If you hate America, you're going to be in the same club. You mentioned the things you're seeing on social media with regards to the Middle East. Can I share with you something I saw today? It just blew my mind. Mm-hmm. It's not about the Middle East, but it's kind of the same ilk. There is a woman who is at Northwestern University, and she posted this on Twitter. Her name is Natasha Tamar Sharma, and I'm going to have to edit it. I just got promoted to full effing professor of African American Studies and Asian American Studies at Northwestern University. And then hundreds of comments below, such as from an elderly man who said, my alma mater, 100 black students took over a building in 1968, which resulted in your department. Brava. What has happened to decorum in America, Jennifer Horn?
Wow, it's gone. Unfortunately, I don't think anybody really has any boundaries anymore, right? It's just we put it all out there for people to see, and I think it's celebrated. You know, so much of what's happening in culture right now is it has so little to do with showing grace and class and more about pushing the envelope in everything that we do. And I don't know really when that started. I think somewhere after my generation, I don't, because I don't think I was raised that way, but certainly a lot of kids are being told to just do what feels good, right? No thought, no concern. And that's what I think that kind of thinking leads to.
Have you seen the video of the 10-year-old kid in front of the school board in Florida?
That's a good kid. That is a good kid. And at first I thought, okay, his parents have trained him. They wrote that speech for him. But then he was on Tucker Carlson and he had the same, I mean, he had the same mannerisms, the same language that he was using. And he's absolutely right. And where are we in America when that 10-year-old kid makes more sense than Dr. Fauci? That 10-year-old kid makes more sense than Rochelle Walensky at the CDC?
Yep.
Certainly any superintendent in the schools, that kid is nailing it. It's time for more common sense and less of all the craziness.
Indeed, there is hope for this nation, for this republic, when you see young men like that, 10 years old, more sense in his little finger than that little fascist Fauci. She's the host of The Morning Answer and The Jen and Don Show, AM 590, AM 870, The Answer, also syndicated with CRNTalk.com. Follow her now at Jennifer Horn on Twitter. I'm Sebastian Gorka, back with our warrior princess after these messages. When running a business, HR issues can kill you. Wrongful termination suits, minimum wage requirements, labor regulations, and HR manager salaries aren't cheap, with an average of $70,000 a year. Bambi, spelt B-A-M-B-E-E, was created specifically for small business. You can get a dedicated HR manager, craft your HR policy, and maintain your compliance, all for just $99 a month. With Bambi, you can change HR from your biggest liability to your biggest strength. Your dedicated HR manager is available by phone, email, or real-time chat. From onboarding to terminations, they customize your policies to fit your business and help you manage your employees day to day, all for just $99 a month. Month to month, no hidden fees, cancel anytime. You didn't start your business because you wanted to spend time on HR compliance. Let Bambi help. Get your free HR audit today. Go to Bambi.com/GORKA right now to schedule your free HR audit. That's Bambi, Bambi.com/GORKA. Bambi.com/Gorka. Does she have a lasso of truth and an invisible airplane? Does he really do donuts in an 18-wheeler? There's only one way to find out. Listen to The Morning Answer with Jennifer Horn and Grant Stinchfield. If I say so myself, that's a bloody good liner.
It's really good. It's really good.
I should record liners for a living, don't you think?
I'm telling you, that could be a little side business for you. I don't know. It's
what do you
really
think,
good.
You're into imaging, Mr. G, our producer. What do you think? Was that more than 50% on the G scale?
I give it a good one. I like that one.
Thank you.
You give it a good one.
from Jeff, that means it's like Oscar worthy. That's it. That's kind of like, says, it's all right.
You're
it's
getting
like
a Marconi Award.
I love it. Okay, that's one of the lines. You got to listen to her whole show to get the full liners, and then you will truly be
whammo blammo.
You've got to listen to Jennifer Horn, and now her new co-host, he's still into a little bit of training, but she's going to get him there. He's Grant Stinchfield. It's The Morning Answer on AM 590. Follow her on Twitter at Jennifer Horn and also at crntalk.com. Okay, you're supposed to talk about California. You sent me some stories. What would you like to discuss? We've got the crazy stuff that's going on the freeways. We've got this interesting piece by Katie Grimes on public education. But I will give it to you to choose. What should we discuss, Jennifer?
So many crazy things happening in California.
Latest,
right now.
Give us an update on recall or gruesome or anything to do with Nancy's nephew.
Well, you know what I call him now? I have a new nickname for him. I call him Governor Oprah. Now, the reason I call him that is because Oprah, when she had her show, would give out things to people, right? She'd always be famous for saying, and you get a car, and you
look
get a
under
car,
your
and
chair!
You get a car.
Look under your chair!
Right. This is Gavin Newsom's new routine now. He knows that he's got to try to survive this recall. So his latest giveaway, I mean, we're getting $600 payments to like 75% of California. Okay. So that's to...
What are you going
to
send spend yours on? I hope it's a gun.
You know what? I think it's a great idea. I think I will buy a gun. I will buy a firearm just to prove Gavin wrong. I'll have to wait a long time and put my name on a registry, but I'll do it.
When you buy it, take a photograph and tag him.
And say, thank you, Gavin Newsom.
Thank you, Gruesome. Thank you, Oprah.
You know what? I will do that. But this week he said that he's going to start relieving people's traffic fines. So if you are of a certain income level, no more moving violations, no more parking tickets. If you have those in the, you know, in the cage, you could get them relieved under Gavin Newsom.
Okay, here's a story. You know what this reminds me of?
Yeah.
So you know when the Berlin Wall fell, I left the land of my birth, the UK, and went to post-communist Hungary, where my parents came from, to work in the first freely elected government. A decade later, there's another election. The former communists, okay, want to get back in power. So you know what they do?
What do?
They say, all you pensioners out there, we're going to provide you with a 13th month of pension.
Just because,
no reason, but there's an election next month.
Yeah.
Then they get in a bidding war with the incumbents who say, we'll give you a 13th and a 14th month. I mean, this is what Gruesome is doing. He's just buying votes.
I'm telling you, it's page two of the Democrats' playbook, right? It's right after, if there's a problem, blame climate change or Trump. Right after that section, if you want to win an election or survive a recall, just give away lots of free stuff. And so that's what he's doing. Free checks, free childcare. Now he wants to get free health care for people who are here illegally. Senior citizens who are here illegally all get free health care. This is what he's trying to do to save himself in the eyes of Californians. I don't know if it's going to work. There are a lot of people who are still undecided in all of this. But again, we see who else jumps into this race. So far, it is still Caitlyn Jenner and Kevin Faulkner and John Cox making the big challenge against Gavin Newsom. But the schools in California could be the sticky point for him. A lot of people are pushing school choice. And this new story that you mentioned about California schools is a huge one. Last week, we know that the university system has now dropped its SAT and ACT scores, so you don't even have to take the SAT to go to a California university. In 2017, they got rid of the high school exit exam, and now it turns out that only half of public school students in California meet the state standards in English, and only 40% are proficient in math, according to this new study.
California schools used to be world-renowned.
They were the best in the whole country, and now they are the worst, I think, except for Mississippi. 10% of African-American eighth graders scored at a proficient level in the 2019 National Assessment of Educational Progress. Think about that. We are worried about Black Lives Mattering. We are worried about making sure that Black and brown people have a hand up in this country. Getting them out of school with more than a 10% rate of proficiency in key subjects that will bring them future success is absolutely important, and the schools are failing. And I'm telling you, closing down for a year is not helping any of these kids. I only think it's going to get worse. And so one of the things that I think we can look at as a bright spot, if we are interested in recalling Gavin Newsom, is talking about school choice, having the money follow the kid instead of just giving the money blindly to a public school system that is absolutely failing in the state right now.
Yeah. Can I give you good news from California?
I would love good news.
You just inspired me. Okay. So you may know a member of my family goes to Stanford.
Yes.
And they, a year ago, canceled 11 sports.
We talked about this.
11 sports, many of them Olympic feeder sports, because Stanford still is good at some things. But rowing, for example, had to be canceled because it was too expensive. Their national level rowing team cost a measly $200,000 a year, and Stanford only has a $30 billion endowment, Jen. So they canceled it. Now, we can talk about the real reasons why they canceled things like fencing and crew and wrestling and so forth. 11 sports axed for political reasons. I guess we can mention things such as diversity as some of the reasons. Yesterday, and you've got to, I'll send you the official announcement because it is hilarious. It is Kafka-esque. It is utter Orwell in how they accept zero responsibility, don't talk about their decisions. Stanford, after 5,000 graduates, some of them very rich, said, "You're not getting a red cent from us." After every single sport bar one said, "We're going to sue you for breach of contract on behalf of our student athletes," Stanford said, "We're proud to announce that we're going to go back to having 36 sports at college level."
Good.
Perseverance.
I'm so happy to hear that.
It pays.
And here's the lesson in all of that. The cancel culture seems really strong and scary and frustrating. But if we fight back, it's happening in California. It's happening all over the country. If we're brave enough to say something, if we're brave enough not to accept the status quo, not be asleep at the switch, eventually we get it back. It may seem like a temporary loss, but it is temporary. And just like Stanford, that's, I mean, Stanford is should be the golden example for us right now, that if you fight hard enough and if you get that backlash going, you can make a real change. That's good news.
And this is Palo Alto, the center of wokeism.
Totally.
A small group of students said, "You're not doing this to us, you wokeristas." They organized and they pushed back. And they won, guys.
Good
California.
For the Stanford alumni. Good for
them. It's possible. And that's why we love her, because she is the exemplar of fighting the good fight. Follow her right now, Jennifer Horn, as well as her co-host, Grant Stinchfield. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. Next, Jenna Ellis, President Trump's former attorney. Relief Factor, 100% drug-free pain relief that actually works. Just listen to one of the tens of thousands of Americans getting their life back every single day because of this amazing product. This is Leah from Ohio. "One Sunday morning, I sat on my couch in so much pain I was in tears. That's the day I ordered Relief Factor. Following directions, in 8 days, I found relief, only to get better and better. I'm a believer, 100%. That could be you. That should be you. But there's only one way to find out. Go to relieffactor.com and order the 3-week quick starter pack. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening just like I do. And I promise you, Dr. G's guarantee, by the end of those 3 weeks, you will know whether it works for you like it works for Leah and thousands of your fellow Americans. You've waited long enough. You know it makes sense. What have you got to lose? I know what. The pain. That's the only thing. 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com.
Hi, this is President Trump, and Sebastian is really a friend of mine. He's a great guy. He's been with me from the beginning. Listen to him. We all learn.
So you heard me earlier talk about a certain doctor's appointment I had today, and no name, but thank you, Dr. S, for what you did to me. That operation worked out super, and what you shared with me today about the masks. I had to get up early to get to his surgery today, but it didn't matter. Why? Because when I woke up, I was refreshed. I didn't even have to set an alarm clock. That is the power of Mike Lindell. Not because he woke me up with a nice cappuccino. No, because I rest my head every night on one of his superlative pillows. The MyPillow that never gets hot, never loses its shape. 10-year guarantee. And you, right now, if you use my name. We'll get up to 66% off his amazing line of products, not just the pillows, but everything else, more than 100 products. He's a conservative. He's a truth teller. They're trying to cancel him. Go straight to the website. Send the cancel culture leftists a message. Use my name, MyPillow.com, or call them on 800-829-8468. That's 800-829-8468, MyPillow.com, for those massive discounts. Promo code G-O-R-K-A. She's back in studio. She's a regular now because we need fighters like her. Former attorney to the president, Jenna Ellis. Welcome back to America First.
Always great to be here with you, Seb.
So we have to talk about what you are doing. We had our first initial board meeting of the Election Integrity Alliance, but you are an expert, not just in the Constitution. You've worked as a lawyer. You've taught constitutional law. A lot of people got super excited on Monday when they heard the news about a certain case being referred to the Supreme Court and the Supreme Court deciding to hear a case that some people, and I have to say, I'll be honest here, I'm super skeptical, okay? I'm a cradle Catholic. Roe v. Wade is a disaster. It's based on crap law, technically. I'm not a lawyer. But the idea that killing babies is okay because it's based upon privacy of information, it's just bad, bad law. This case, from which state? It's Tennessee.
Mississippi.
Mississippi. Explain why some conservatives are so excited about this decision.
Well, I think it represents the court taking up a case that if, in my opinion, if they didn't think that they had 5 votes for a majority, there's actually no reason to take it up. So that's where I'm optimistic. Of course, we'll see. But they limited the certified question, which means the only thing that they're contemplating, the only thing that is in front of the court, is whether pre-viability prohibitions on abortions are unconstitutional. So
this
a lot
is the law
there
that bans abortions past 15 weeks.
Before, yeah.
Right. And they're saying that originally, that was struck down by the Supreme Court in Mississippi, saying that it was in contravention of what the Supreme Court said in 1973. Is that right?
In Roe v. Wade, but then also in Casey. And we have to go back and say the leftist talking point that abortion is a constitutional right is completely fictitious. That's okay. Not accurate.
So, I balderized what happened in 73. Explain the bad law of 73 and Roe v. Wade.
Well, so Roe versus Wade and Planned Parenthood versus Casey, which was in 1992, essentially what it established is what's called the undue burden test, which means that the court said that there is a right to privacy in healthcare decision makings that cover some abortions in some circumstances, but that has to be weighed against the government's compelling interest to protect life. Now, of course, if we have a balancing test, there's never a burden on women to ever say, well, it's too burdensome, so therefore you can kill your child. That's what's stupid about it. But that's the weighing mechanism. And so what has always been the ability of the court to go back and recontemplate the undue burden test is once medical technology, and hey, the left should believe the science, right?
Right.
Once we've seen the fetal heartbeat, we have more information about ultrasounds, the viability of babies now with prenatal operations, with so much in the NICU, the survival of younger and younger and younger babies is much more prominent. And so when you look at what was the 1973 law was based on the term quickening, right, which is when the woman actually felt the baby move in her womb. That type of viability was when then the court said, okay, we're going to draw that as the line of that's when it's actually a baby. That's a ridiculous, arbitrary line.
It's completely subjective.
Completely subjective. So this test is completely a legal fiction, and there is no express right to privacy that covers abortions whatsoever.
Okay. I think I opened a Pandora's box. We've got a couple of more segments with her. Can we continue on this topic?
We definitely need to. Because okay. We need to dispel
okay.
the myth.
Good. All right. She's Jenna Ellis. Follow her. Jenna Ellis, ESQ on Twitter, on Instagram. I'm Sebastian Gorka. If you've got a cell phone, please, please make sure it's not with one of the big cell phone providers. They're on the side of those who hate your values. Think of what we've just been talking about. If you're with one of the big cell phone providers, at the end of the month when you pay your bill, they make donations to things like Planned Parenthood. Join the only Christian conservative cell phone company, Patriot Mobile. Right now, you'll get 50% off your first 2 months of service and a free Patriot starter kit and a chance to enter their Be a Patriot promotion where you can win a phone and cellular service for life. Three ways to win. Make a donation to one of their conservative causes, switch your service to Patriot, or just tell them what it means to you to be a Patriot. Join today. There are bundles to fit every single budget, extra discounts for veterans and first responders. Call their U.S.-based team, rated number one in customer service, 972-PATRIOT. That's 972-728-7468. Use GORKA to get the discount and the free starter kit and your chance to win. PatriotMobile.com/GORKA 972-PATRIOTS.
Dr. G is in the house on America First.
Did you go to summer camp as a child? Did you send your children to summer camp? Can I introduce you to somebody who loves summer camp? His name is Joseph.
All the kids from my cabin last year are in the same cabin this year, so I know a bunch of kids. Camp is a good place to make friends, and, well, they can learn more about Jesus, and they can learn more about each other, and they can find similarities with each other. When you know there's more people like you, you don't feel left out.
What's special about Joseph? He's one of millions of children in this nation who has a mother or father behind bars. Yes, in prison. He bears that burden, that shame, that embarrassment, that fear that he might make the wrong decisions as well. Right here is where we can help him and so many others. I want to send at least 150 girls and boys to the Angel Tree Summer Camp where they will meet others who are in the same situation and we can break that cycle. Our Lord told us, "Come unto me, the little children. We must help the most vulnerable." And these children are amongst the most vulnerable. Please make a donation today in any amount. We'll pool the donations at my website, sebgorka.com. If you donate $200, just know that children like Joseph will be covered for at least a whole week in summer camp. If you've survived COVID, if you're doing okay, if you want to be a modern missionary from the comfort of your home, just call 888-206-2794. That number, 888-206-2794. Or go to our webpage, sebgorka.com, S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A, and click on the Angel Tree banner right at the top. You could be literally saving a life. We are back with former attorney to the President of the United States, Chairman of the National Election Integrity Alliance. I opened a Pandora's box in the first segment. We're talking about the case that the Supreme Court will be hearing from Mississippi on abortion in America. I can't believe you mentioned this phrase, the quickening, as some kind of basic concept used in Roe v. Wade. The sense of the woman and the...
This goes back to the Middle Ages.
And right. Some women could feel the quickening in the eighth month, and one could feel it in the second month. So it's just not science.
Well, and what's so ridiculous about this is that if you draw an arbitrary line to say that personhood and the value of a human being begins at any other time after conception... when life begins, and we know that scientifically.
When unique DNA is created.
Yes, and science now knows there's a flash of light, there is a spark, it is life. Then if you draw the line anywhere after that, it's completely arbitrary.
It's just random.
Why not have it like what some leftists are saying, well, up until an hour after birth, the woman can still decide whether she wants to keep the baby.
A member of the cabinet. Boot Edge said, oh, when they draw their first breath, because that's what it says in the Bible. No, Pete, that's not what it says in the Bible. It says in the Bible, I knew you in the womb. I knew you. That's God talking.
Right. And if you have a problem with that, by the way, take it up with him, because he's the judge. We just proclaim his truth.
Right.
And the truth.
There's actually a segue here. It just came to me. After what happened in October and November, and after November, and the Supreme Justice the Chief Justice in the Supreme Court, utterly reneging on their responsibility and punting the Texas case and not doing anything in Pennsylvania, I have zero faith. I had utter faith in Antonin Scalia, the late great Antonin. I have faith in Clarence Thomas and maybe one more justice. Apart from that, even the ones that President Trump chose and have proven not to be upstanding judges. So I'm super doubtful this will lead to a positive resolution for the unborn. Tell me any different given our experience with the election, Jenna.
Right. And I think that that's a valid concern, and we will wait and see. This case will be heard next term, so probably in October, with a decision coming out, you know, probably in the spring. They like to put the most controversial things in June and then go on vacation, right? But the most easy way for the court to not even contemplate and grapple with what we've been talking about is to say, from a constitutional perspective, this is a state issue, and states have the ability to decide their law, and it needs to be from a constitutional vantage point. There is no power that's given to Congress to regulate this whatsoever. So in Article 1, Section 8, there is nothing that makes this a federal question for them to look and say, well, there's this, you know, we'll read between the lines and find this right of privacy that emanates from the vast penumbra. I mean, these are how they have manipulated all of these cases. The easiest way for them to skirt the issue and not really protect life in the best way that they could is to simply say, yes, the state can do it because it's a state issue. Then we have the battleground of fighting for life across all 50 states.
But doesn't that gainsay the decision in 73?
But that would still overturn Roe, absolutely, right. And that would undermine it completely. And I think that would be an easy way for them to do this, but what the best way for them to do this is not only say that, but also draw a bright line distinction and say, you know, this and protect life and talk about how the government's compelling interest here to make sure that life is protected, just like why murder in any other context is outlawed and is illegal on both a state and federal level. This, an intentional killing. That's what abortion literally means, to abort something. As you know, when rockets are going into space and they abort the mission, it means you're destroying it. You're stopping it. So the literal word of abortion is the intentional cutting off of the growth of that life. And it's not the same as a miscarriage. Sometimes things happen. Unfortunately, we live in a fallen world. But for the intentional foreclosing and cutting off and killing of a human life, that is never, ever morally or constitutionally legitimate. And the court can take a much stronger view. And my hope, regardless of Roberts, I hope that with Amy Coney Barrett, the reason that they're taking this case up is because I'm hopeful that Thomas thinks that they have at least 5 votes. Let's pray.
Yeah, there is a good reason why, if you kill a pregnant woman, you are charged with double homicide. Not one, double homicide. But if you abort the child, it's not murder. How does that work?
We're talking to from my body, my choice. Well, that isn't your body.
It
so
isn't
it's
your
not
body. It's
your
another
choice.
Body, because your body doesn't have 2 heads and 4 arms. And 4 legs. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network, coming to you from the ReliefFactor.com studio.
Portions of today's program are brought to you by Prison Fellowship.
We were discussing the Byzantine political chess maneuvers in the Supreme Court in the break that really determines what cases they're going to hear or not. But if you want that level of expertise, you're just going to have to watch her show and listen to her podcast. I think that's called a tease. Is that a tease? I think it's a tease. It's Just the Truth with Jenna Ellis on Real America's Voice on podcast. Also, she is now the national chair, one of my bosses. How many bosses can a man have? The national, it is the Election Integrity Alliance. She is the chairman of the board. It is under the aegis of the AmericanGreatnessFund.com, and it's about fixing elections in America. For those who are not familiar with it, who may have missed your prior announcements, why has this been created, Jenna, and what is the mission? And full disclosure, I am on the board.
So grateful to have you on the board. The mission is to be a centralized hub of allies and to have communication within our allies that are doing great work across the country for election integrity legislatively and also in litigation, and then also to communicate externally. The number one question I get anywhere I go on social media ever is, what is going on with election integrity? Yeah. Why isn't anyone doing anything? And we are, and so many of our great allies are, but
we
the public
that board
needs
meeting.
To know.
Yesterday, was it yesterday? It's crazy.
It was, but it seems like a lot longer ago than that. Because you and I are so busy.
I know. And you mentioned how many organizations have reached out. It's incredible.
Yeah, about 60 already.
Amazing.
Yeah, and everyone.
So does it make you feel good?
It really does, because I think that people are recognizing and our allies, and you know, and these are very substantive organizations like the Conservative Policy Institute, like Heritage Action. I mean, very well-established conservative organizations that are doing a lot and recognize that election integrity is the number one issue facing America today. And so they're very grateful that the Alliance is doing what we're doing and having a centralized hub. You can go to AmericanGreatnessFund.com, see the key states. But really, this is all about 50 states and making sure that we put safeguards in place, that every legal vote counts fairly. And this should not be a partisan effort. And when it becomes partisan, when the Democrats are saying, no, we don't want safeguards, we want to count all votes, that just means they want to cheat.
Is there a role for private individuals, private patriots in this endeavor?
Absolutely. And you can go to AmericanGreatnessFund.com and you can sign up for all of the press releases, stay informed. You can also sign up to be an individual ally if you'd like to. You can donate to the American Greatness Fund so that we can provide more resources to all of these other organizations. We can provide trainings. We can do all of the things that we want to do to protect election integrity. So go there, ally with us, and be a part of saving America.
It's all 50 states, but just very quickly, the ones that we have to concentrate on the most:
Pennsylvania, Michigan, Georgia, Nevada, Arizona, and Wisconsin.
There you have it. She's in charge. I'm Sebastian Gorka. Keep your head on a swivel. Watch your six. Hold the line. Never give up. Never give in. Check out AmericanGreatnessFund.com and stay frosty.